This recording,
Vietnam 5,
is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
So a pretty, what a extraordinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo and deserted district of territory. She was very happy to start a new job at the supervised practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she left stressed. She felt stressed, and she ate a bowl of the porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and then pleated jacket, picked up her kit, and then headed to work. When she got there was a woman with a group waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an obstacle letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in the dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental to this, make her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itching goat began to shoot around the office like a lunatic, which made an sanitary mess. The group owner, Mary Harrington, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an old joy for a name. Kama was strong and hers, so it would take someone for to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gentle choking goat lower back with her palm, then singing a turn to her. Finally, she administers either. Her report was not futile. In no time, the girl began to tithe. So Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to batter the girl, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost in my diary, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to make sure out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times to cost penicillin. I can imagine paying too much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm Vietnamese. I was born in Saigon, March 8, 1967, International Women's Day. So I have a nice family. Two sisters and 2 brothers. So I came to America by 1989, and I live in California. And we started going to beauty college with sister. And after that, we take a license and work for somebody for 1 year. So we want to open 1990 a shop for 3 of us. I have 2 sons and a nice family. Everyone we share and help each other. And then I'm happy for now. Professional. Một người đàn ông đang ở tạm nhà của cha mẹ đã đốt cháy luôn cả ngôi nhà sau khi anh ta dùng bình xịt lửa để đốt nhện. Lực lượng cứu hỏa đã nhận được tin báo cháy tại một ngôi nhà ở Fresno, California vào tối thứ ba. Người đàn ông trong ngôi nhà 2 tầng đã ra quyết định sai lầm khi dùng lửa để giết chết nhện thay vì thuốc diệt côn trùng.